2015, your 10-year call dates, and the 2006 bonds are callable July 1, 2016.
Are those currently fixed rates?
They're all fixed rates.
All fixed rates. Good. Refunded with fixed rates again.
Given current market conditions, interest rates, we believe there are some significant savings to issue new bonds with the proceeds in an escrow, and then when we reach the call date, use the proceeds in that escrow to call the old bonds out. The most attractive candidates for refunding seem to be the 2005 bonds. We will be requesting next week authorization to refund up to $1 billion, and given current market conditions, it could be $600 million or more that we think we could do this year.
And what's the savings? What's the savings
the
on that?
Current
roughly?
Savings is about 9 or about 8.5% on the ones that we look targeted. About 8.5% of present value. So put that in terms of dollars, around $50 million. Of course, that's market sensitive. To the extent interest rates increase, that those savings would decline. To the extent interest rates stabilize or reinvestment rates increase, we could do slightly better than that.
So. And we'll defer this so we can set an agenda, and then you'll have your underwriters and co-managers
at that time to be able to name an underwriting group. That underwriting group, we would hope to essentially be able to utilize all the firms that have not yet been utilized in or assigned in our program. There's another issue we're looking at as well. There's a program
that we would like to combine. So on the board agenda, we would have this item is presented here, and then there would be, likely another one.
There's a program that the federal government has, a transportation infrastructure financing program referred to as TIFIA. It's been around actually for more than a decade. But recent changes with respect to the funding level and with respect to what we think the availability and some changes to the process, as well as the attractiveness of the interest rates they're offering relative to what we can borrow at, make this an option that we think we should look at very closely and pursue with one of our advisors and or underwriters. So next week also we will be asking to make an assignment. We plan to ask to make an assignment of a firm to help us kind of review that opportunity, that possibility. There's some very attractive features to it, to the program, including to the fact that you can lock in an interest rate and not issue the bonds for a period of time. So it provides you an opportunity to plan for a financing you may have a couple of years out at an interest rate that's certain without any cost associated.
And is that what we're trying to do with this issuance?
So the item that we would have next week would really have a couple of components to it. It would be an authorization to actually do the refunding of the bonds we've issued, a naming of the team for that refunding, and third, possibly a naming of an additional financing for this TIFIA loan program.
I didn't see the debt schedule for these two bonds for 2005 and 2006. Was there any big principal bond payment that was coming due in the near future, or was it pretty much leveled out the principal for these bonds?
The bonds that we would be refunding wouldn't mature until January of 2016 is the first one. They're not level. It tends to be more of the bonds tend to be between 20 and 28, I believe. 2024 tends to be where most of the bonds are. But we would structure the refunding to take the savings as level as possible.
But by issuing them though before the call date of 2015, we would be incurring interest expense on two issuance at the same time. And is that with that program? That we're going to be discussing that about just setting the interest rate for future.
Interesting point. We would be incurring interest on both series, mm-hmm. but the interest on first series during the period before the call date mm-hmm. will be paid out of the escrow. It will be paid out of toll revenue. And even after paying that interest out of the escrow and funding that with the bond proceeds, the savings will still be the number that we were talking about.
And is that savings net of fees?
Yes.
Are fees $2.5 million, roughly?
For $1 billion, for a full $1 billion, it would be around $2.5 million.
But we don't anticipate doing a full $1 billion.
We probably won't do that.
At least
so much less to exceed 2.4.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Under finance items 1 and 2, we'll defer to the consent agenda next week to the full board. I hear a motion to approve item number 1 under finance, approval of the 2012 retiree health insurance.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say
aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to the full consent agenda. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Procurement has several items.
Three items.
There's something here. Time. All of the directors can vote on these items, right? We've got a joint
meeting. Yeah, I was going to ask.
So everybody, all the called in, and everybody can vote.
All right, good morning, everyone. Director Peterson, I'd like to take the first two items together since they're both orders against CMS master contracts.
That's fine.
Sure. Thank you. First item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase 6 large and 6 medium mowing tractors. All these tractors are replacement units and meet our replacement criteria. Award is recommended to the lowest bidder for each of these tractors. Deere & Company for the large tractors and Peabody's Incorporated for the medium tractors in a total amount not to exceed $571,887. The second item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase vehicles. 6 hybrid mid-sized passenger sedans, 10 sport utility vehicles, and 1 passenger van. All of these vehicles are replacement units and meet our replacement criteria. Award is recommended to the low bidder in each of these 3 categories to Wright Automotive Incorporated in a total amount not to exceed $407,314. The third and final item is a renewal of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase overhead door repair services. This contract provides a source for labor and replacement parts needed to repair overhead doors throughout the tollway system. This renewal is a 2-year term, and the revised expiration date will be moved to June 30th of 2015. Award is recommended to Builders Chicago Corporation in a total amount not to exceed $143,928.
And there was one bidder on that, like you said?
Yes, there was. And just so you know, the contract number with the R at the end of it designates that was a rebid itself. We did it once before, and Builder Chicago was the only bidder. So we canceled that solicitation, did a little bit more outreach, put it back on the street, and again, they were the only builder.
Okay.
So after that second solicitation, we did do outreach to some other vendors that we did expect to see some bids from, and it turns out that a lot of these vendors would have a problem meeting our requirements throughout our whole system. So I think, you know, after this renewal expires, I think during the planning stages, we're going to be doing this as a regional bid, maybe 3 or 4 different sections of our system. And we believe that it'll be a little bit more competitive. So, but considering that all these delays that we've been having with the procurement process, we're electing to exercise the renewal option here and do the regional bid the next time.
Thank you. Any questions on any of these 3 items? Okay. Item number 1, do I hear a motion to approve the award of contract to Deere & Company?
So moved. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes, moves to full consent. Item number 2, award of contract to Wright Automotive. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Goes to full consent. Item number three, renewal contract to Builder Chicago. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Thank you, John. Engineering.
Thank you, Dr. Peterson. Engineering's got 16 items today, and I'll start with the construction contract award, as we usually do. Item one is a construction contract award for utility relocation work associated with our improvement of the I-294-I-57 interchange. Primarily, what they're going to be doing is building some storm sewer and water main. We received two bids on this contract. I'm happy to report the Reyes Group, which is located in Markham, Illinois, is the apparent low bidder at $823,969.50. They are a DBE firm. They will be exceeding our DBE goal on this contract. This is the first contract for the Reyes Group with the tollway, and it is a direct result of our unbundling effort. I will also note that they have a subcontractor, Sorelli Trucking. This is going to be their first time getting involved with tollway work. We did see a variance between the engineer's estimate and the bid price here. However, I believe that that's primarily, and we did coordinate with both bidders on this contract, and also the engineer, the designer, and also our program management office also follow up on this. We do have historical bids on storm sewer work and water main work. However, the way that this work is being done at the interchange, it's like four separate installations, four separate mobilizations, four separate chlorination tests. So it's not laid out in the perfect manner for the contractor to really, you know, build it all and keep his crews in sequence. He has to start and stop, start and stop, start and stop. So we believe that that's the primary contributor to the variance in the cost. This work is still very critical to the improvement of this interchange, and we're recommending moving forward with it.
Great to see DB as a prime.
Can we talk a little bit about the DB percentages?
Yeah, what I'd like to explain in regards to the DB percentages is that, as probably some of you know, the contract requires that the prime performs a minimum level of, in this case, 35% of the work. Regis obviously has made that commitment, but I heard from them, and there are clear indications that the actual percentage of participation by Regis on this project will be much higher than that minimum 35% threshold that the contract requires. But they're still working on it. There may be some work that will be performed by non-DBE subs, which we don't count towards the goal, but we expect that 54.01% to grow anyway during the life of the project.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would add to that is at the front end, on construction contracts, when the bids come in, they do a very good job, the prime contractors, of listing out all the DB subs who are going to be involved in the work, because they want to prove to us that they have a plan to meet our DB goal. There isn't really any incentive for them to overcommit on the DB percentage, so they typically, you know, they commit to meeting it, meeting the goal as we have advertised. And as Gustavo mentioned, we know the prime, per our contract, has to perform at least 35% of the job, so that's included in there also. They, on construction contracts, they are allowed to bring on subcontractors as the work is being developed and needed, and they do that. And we have a process for doing that and allowing them to do that. So I think that's the basic background on why, you know, we're not seeing 100% DBE on this contract.
Okay. Thank you for the explanation.
Second bidder on this one?
The second bidder, Boulder Contractors. Can I continue?
Yeah, please.
The second item is a construction contract award. This is for roadway resurfacing that we have planned on a Veterans Memorial Tollway at select locations. They're going to do this resurfacing between I-55 and the Boughton Plaza. They're also going to do some resurfacing at the north end between Army Trail Plaza and the end of the tollway system there, and also on the collector distributor roads at the Butterfield Road interchange. These areas were not addressed in the previous resurfacing job that we had out there We did get five bids on this contract. Floaty Construction is the low bidder at $17,181,090.84, and they are committed to exceeding our DB goal on this contract.
To your point, how competitive it is based on our estimates, about a $2.5 million savings.
Yes. I mean, that is definitely part of the explanation. When we do the engineer's estimates, it's always when the pre-final plans come in, which is 95% complete. Some of the resurfacing areas at the plazas themselves were removed because we didn't need to include them at that point, so that is also an explanation for some of the differential between the engineer's estimate and the actual bid price.
Thank you.
Item number three is a construction contract award. This is for reconstruction and widening of two bridges on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway over U.S. Route 20. We received nine bids on this contract. A DBE MBE firm, Acura, is the low bidder at $4,995,898.35. Acura is going to serve as a prime contractor for the first time, and they've committed to exceeding our DBE goal on this contract. This contract, we didn't count it as an unbundled contract because as we went into the advertisement, we thought it was going to be above $5 million. We've kind of been using the $5 million threshold as a guide for unbundling. But obviously, you know, this is good movement. This is nice to see nine bidders. Nice to see a new company getting involved. We did verify they have the pre-qualification requirements to do this work. They have some qualified staff who has experience with bridges, so I feel no hesitation in recommending award on this contract.
Is this the first time doing work for the tollway?
As a prime.
That's a prime.
Right. That's great to see.
They've been assigned before, yes.
Second one.
And, you know, they obviously had to sharpen their pencils to get this job. They had nine other people trying to.
About $1 million less than our engineer's estimates, although it's based on 95% preliminary plans.
Also, you know, the engineer's estimate, you'll see, there were at least three or four bidders who agreed with the way the engineer thought it would come out. So the engineer's estimate was pretty close to the average bid price on this, which is what we try to get. Item number four, I now have the next six items are going to be professional service contract award recommendations. And item four is a professional service contract. They're going to do construction management services for us at the I-57-I-294 interchange. They are specifically going to get involved right away with the Ramp M construction contract. That's the connection between northbound 57 and northbound 294. They will also work on our retaining wall construction contract, our toll facilities construction contracts, and some of the other smaller contracts that we have planned to roll out in this improvement. Award is recommended to Stanley in the amount of $2,734,607. Stanley does have a Metaprojet agreement on this contract, which we'd like to see. It's with Apex Consulting Engineers, and they have committed to exceeding our DB goal on this contract. Item number five is a professional service contract, and this is for electrical engineering design tasks, primarily at our central administration building here in Downers Grove, and then also our DeKalb Disaster Recovery Center. So this contract is going to help the tollway evaluate the electrical infrastructure with respect to all the new equipment that we have now at the tollway and the new technology that we're utilizing. Award is recommended. This Delta Engineering Group is a DBE firm. The amount of the contract will not exceed $1,239,500. They've committed to exceeding our DB requirement on this contract. They will be using a new subconsultant for the first time. They will be using a subconsultant that's new to the tollway. It's a DB firm, Batir Architecture. Item six is a professional service contract. This is for construction management services. It's a task order type contract that we are going to utilize on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Improvement Program. Award is recommended to the joint venture of White & Company with RNG Engineering. RNG is a DMBE firm. The amount of this contract will not exceed $5 million. They've committed to exceeding our DB requirement on this contract. White & Company also has a Metaprojet arrangement with RNG Engineering. Some of the first tasks that they're going to be working on is some of our advanced work that we have planned to try to implement at the end of, near the summer, end of summer, fall 2013, we're going to be doing some noise walls on the Rolling Road Bridge. Item 7, professional service contract for master plan and design services related to our system-wide maintenance facilities program. I did that presentation last month. This is the consultant that we're bringing on board to help us quarterback this effort. Award is recommended to Epstein & Sons International in the amount of $7,288,013. They've committed to exceeding our DBE requirement. This will be a 5-year contract, and their primary tasks are going to be develop these prototype designs that we have, also make sure we're on track to get LEED certification for these buildings, and also help us determine how we can better unbundle some of the opportunities for construction, some of the construction opportunities that are going to be included in this program.
Yeah, I'm excited to have them on board. I saw we talked about it. I saw where they received the eminent Conceptor Award at the Engineering Annual Conference.
Yeah, they did receive the top awards this year in Illinois for their work. It wasn't on a tollway project, but
Test the Produce? Or
yes, but they are, you know.
I like the Leeds Building recognition for their work there, so that's good. It's a good sign.
Item 8 is a professional service contract, and this is one of those foundational type contracts which we've discussed previously and what they're going to be doing. CH2M Hill is the design corridor manager for Elgin O'Hare, at least for the first 5 years. This firm will be our construction corridor manager associated with the Elgin O'Hare Western Access. And one of their big tasks included in this contract is to oversee the construction management of the new interchange, the free flow traffic interchange that we're going to build that's going to connect the existing Elgin O'Hare with I-290. It's a 5-year contract. They will also be coordinating all of our construction and construction management contracts through mid-2018. The overall corridor, as you all know, is $3.4 billion, and they're roughly going to be overseeing about $1 billion in these first 5 years. We get a lot of benefits out of these corridor managers. They help us out a lot in coordinating all the multiple schedules that we have to do, the maintenance traffic plans, the utility work, the right-of-way work, the environmental permitting, earthwork, and the contract plans as they're coming in, and help us deliver an overall and efficient and have some consistency in how we're doing our work out there.
Does V3 have a history of doing this size of project?
V3 was actually our construction corridor manager on the South Extension.
Okay.
They've done great work for us. We are very happy to be bringing them on board to do this for us. They actually have a joint venture with T.Y. Lynn on this. The amount of the contract is $30,108,000. They committed to meeting our DBE requirement, and they are bringing on a new DBE subconsultant to the tollway. It's AAA Engineering. Item number 9, and this kind of dovetails into Rocco's presentation on the 53-120 corridor. Item number 9 is a professional service contract for planning studies and master plan engineering services for the proposed Route 53-120 extension project. These studies are going to use the June 7, 2012 Blue Ribbon Advisory Council resolution and summary report as their starting point. And what they're going to do is further determine the viability and the constructability of this project. They are going to help us with design guidelines and some of the performance criteria. They are going to do a financial and economic impact analysis and also do traffic and tolling analysis for us. This study is being undertaken to fully understand what type of transportation impacts this project is going to have and help us evaluate the traffic and revenue, and develop a detailed estimate of the capital and operating costs for this. Award is recommended to Train System Corporation, amount not to exceed $4 million. They have committed to exceeding our DBE goal on this contract, and they are going to bring on two new WBE firms to the tollway. That's Images and H. Day Kessler and Associates, who are, as I mentioned, going to be involved with the tollway for the first time.
I'm happy to see the depth of this team. It's just not Trans Systems. I like the subconsultants and the history of these subconsultants bringing a lot of value to this project.
And that was fully discussed and determined in the professional service selection process. So item 10 is different from all the previous items, but this is related to work on a professional service contract. It's a supplement request in the amount of $228,005. This is for construction management being performed by ESI Consultants on contract 5624. This work was related to our I-88 widening and reconstruction effort on the little 1 mile section near Illinois Route 56. This was also our test section for this new paving pipe that we're going to be implementing on I-90, this two-layer, two-lift concrete pavement. The supplement's going to provide an additional 3 months of construction management for us. And the reason why we need this supplement is because they ran into some delays on this contract. And one of the delays that hit this contract pretty early on was the shoulders we had out there could not support the truck traffic that we wanted to shift out of the shoulder while we were reconstructing the main line. So we actually had to stop work and go out there and rebuild and reinstall the shoulder so that we could install the maintenance traffic. They did, the contractor did work with us. You know, this was not due to any fault of the contractor or the construction manager. They did work with us to get all the lanes open and all the major pavement work done before winter time, which is very important to us. However, some of the off-road work got pushed into the springtime. We'd like to keep this consultant on board. They have all the historical background on this contract, and they can do a good job and an efficient job of closing it out in the spring.
Any questions?
So item number 11, tucked into the middle of the agenda, is a this is a very big item for us though, and I am asking the board to defer voting on this or making a decision on it, but I would like to, until the full board meeting that we're going to have next week, but I would like to provide some background on this contract because it's a very unique contract that we hold with G4S Technology. And what they do is they maintain and manage the Tollways fiber optic system. The Tollways fiber optic system is a utility that the Tollway actually owns and operates. This utility is critical for us because it helps us move data around the system, and we have it throughout the whole 286-mile system. We use this for our toll collection. We use this for our video image transfer for our violation enforcement. We also use it to communicate with our dynamic message signs and all of our on-road cameras and all of our ITS elements. So the Tollway is fortunate to have this utility because it's very useful to us and helps us operate in the most efficient manner possible. What this consultant does is they provide routine maintenance, preventative maintenance. They also perform emergency repairs in case, you know, there's a hit to the fiber optic line. It's very important for us to get it reinstalled as quickly as possible. They also do non-emergency repairs, and this is actually the area where they've seen a lot of growth because we adopted the Move Illinois program. It requires us to move a lot of our fiber out of our way before our construction comes through. They do all the design work for that, and they do all the construction work for that. They also, what's different about this contract, it has a marketing component. We sell off all of our excess fiber capacity, and actually that has returned about $7 million to the tollway since we started in 2009. So this contract is almost,
it pays us money.
It's almost paying for itself. So we are working though. We are working with our CPO, and we're also working with the Procurement Policy Board to get them comfortable with how we should proceed with this. We did recognize the contract was initiated in 2009. We did recognize in earlier in 2012 that, you know, we were spending at a higher rate. When they bid on this contract, they just bid on unit prices to do these individual work tests. They didn't really submit a bid because this was a request for a proposal. They didn't really submit a bid like a normal construction contract and win this work based on a low cost. It's just we had to establish some type of budget, and we established it in 2009 based on what we thought they would have to do over this 5-year period. what they have been tasked with doing is much more of these individual tasks than we originally thought. It's primarily driven by all the construction work associated with Move Illinois.
So they do the individual tasks based on set prices for those tasks.
Yes,
very similar to what AT&T and a lot of the other companies do with their.
And we do have very, very competitive pricing here, which we're happy with, and we like it. We'd like to hold on to it, and that's primarily why we're trying to figure out how we can, you know, amend this contract or supplement it to carry us through, hopefully maybe closer to the original end of the original contract term. They still have about a year and a half left. It's going to take some additional coordination, though, between now and the next board meeting to get these outside agencies comfortable with how we would like to proceed. We are looking for opportunities here to maybe break out some of this work even further. There's been a lot of discussion about job order contracting. That would be some of the things that we think we could do that wouldn't harm the overall efficiency or quality of work associated with this contract.
Well, we're going to defer this.
Yeah, we're going to defer it, and I'm going to be working very closely with Mr. Donato to try to coordinate this. I do want to also point out, I know there's no DDE information shown on this yet, I don't think. And this really doesn't have a DDE goal on it as a BEP goal on it, because it was run through CMS and the procurement group, and there was a 30% goal assigned back in 2009, which is, you know, pretty high compared to most of our contracts.
So we just hadn't reflected that here?
Yes. But this contractor, as it was rolling out in 2009, they were underperforming on the BEP side. They did have two BEP subcontractors listed. We worked with them. They have added two more BEP subcontractors to this. They are achieving now close to 20%. So they are moving in the right direction. I just wanted to, you know, point that out now, because I anticipate, you know, you all get some more information related to that before the next board.
But this is one we're asking to defer, because we still are working through with the CPO and PPD and everybody to make sure that they're comfortable with the approach that we're taking.
Yes,
right?
The CPO is comfortable with the amendment process.
Right.
We're still working
with
the procurement policy board.
Continue to work on it.
And this comes out of the reserve from the CRP.
The funding source.
Yeah.
That's I believe it has two components, because one is an M&O component.
I was just looking at the comment down here.
Yes.
It looks like there's both of the line items, and the cost amount of $6 million is going to come out of your reserve account. Is what you're.
Yes.
Okay. There's already been funding from M&O.
2009
is when we initiated it. We went through a very lengthy process to develop this RFP. It took over a year. We had a lot of input from all the internal departments at the polling, because the contract's unique for us.
Is the request amount another estimate, or at the next board meeting, is it going to be more detailed? As far as that, what we're looking to
the next, you know, a little over a year of the contract, and that will also allow us the time to get another RFP out there and get a replacement in place. Because, as you know from experience, our RFP process has been taking 12 months.
I can tell you from experience that if you think it's competitive on the heavy highway side, it's extremely competitive in this market right now.
We got four initial bidders on this, I believe, back when we advertised the RFP originally. Like I said, we thought at that time, very, very good prices. I'm trying to avoid any delays to the construction program. They do really good work. They've been very efficient at getting their work done ahead of the construction work, so that the contractors...
But there would be nothing in this if we start our RFP process, which we're going to do immediately.
We do.
That there would be nothing in this that would say that we couldn't... We have the same cancellation provisions in this contract that we have in the others?
Yes, we do.
If we wanted to, you know, if for some reason we were able to get through it more quickly and terminate early and start within different pricing structure, different vendor, different contract.
But that is the basis for the dollar value is. We thought that would cover us to get through the RFP process to re-advertise this. And we have an RFP that's already started and developed, and we feel like we can get it going pretty quickly. I think an alternative might be, we might have to treat this as an emergency condition and then try to get the RFP going as quickly as possible. But
we should know more in the next week.
Yes.
What percent of our contracts would you say are sole source?
You know, the CPO wanted to treat this as a sole source so that we would actually go out and have a hearing on it, which, you know, we were more than happy to do. It is not really a sole source because we already have a contract with them.
Okay, so this is just the way it's captioned here.
It is the way that the
RCPO wants to do it.
We don't
have very many sole source contracts. We can come back with a report on sole source, but this is more kind of
a handful.
It's kind of almost kind of a supplement to the, or you know, an addition to an existing
it is.
Contract because this is the contract term that was originally anticipated, and you know, all of those things. It's just an addition to the. To the budget, but this was his directive, I think, on how to handle it. We can come back with a report, but it's a very small number of sole source contracts.
I agree, it is. They consider this sole source because of the amount of the size of the increase.
Okay.
And as I mentioned.
Yeah, I don't know. Next week it could be treated differently.
Okay.
Right. I'm sorry.
Item 12, the next. Few items are requests for release of retainage. So item 12 is a request for partial release of retainage. We want to reduce the retainage to $200,000. This is on construction contract 4034, which was a tri-venture of William Charles, Plody, and Roth Road. They completed almost all their work here. This was the advanced shoulder widening work we did on I-90. They're on track to meet their DB commitment, actually to exceed it. So I'm asking for approval to release that retainage. Item 13 is also a request for partial release of retainage and reduction to $43,780. This is on contract 4035 with LORIG. This was for work that they did at the I-294, I-57 interchange. They worked on bridges over 147th Street. They only have punch list work remaining. They are also on track to meet their DD requirement. Item number 14 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $290,000 on construction contract 4037. This is with Plody. They also did some advanced work on I-94, widening of the shoulders. The work that remains is just punch list item, and they are tracking below the DB right now, but we are confident that they're going to actually meet it once all the bills and all the pay items get finalized. Okay. Item number 15 is a right-of-way related item. This is our request for a resolution to amend a previous resolution 19881. Seeking authorization to identify.
I think we're deferring until after discussion in the executive session. Is that right?
Yeah, we will be deferring. It doesn't have a dollar value cost associated with it, but it's one of the board actions that are required due to this Di Benedetto resolution and lawsuit. Item 16 is a request for the board's approval to allow us to enter into a construction and maintenance agreement with the Union Pacific Railroad Company. And this is basically an agreement that we need that's going to allow us to construct, widen, and reconstruct our bridge on I-90 over the UP Railroad right-of-way. There won't be any budgetary impact associated with this item. We don't have the full agreement developed yet, but the work is coming, so we wanted to seek your approval to at least move forward with it. We do have an agreement with them right now, but it's 1958 vintage, so we wanted to update it. And actually, the comptroller really wants us to update it, so we're working on it.
Thanks, Paul. Any questions? Okay, I will take each item separately here. Engineering, item one. Number 12. Okay.
Sorry.
Reminded me to get there. Okay. Engineering, item one, need a motion to approve award contract to Reyes Group.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Item number two, I need a motion to approve award contract to Plody Construction.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Item number three is award of contract to Acura. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number four, acceptance of proposal for Stanley Consultants. Motion approved.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Item number five, acceptance of proposal from Delta Engineering Group. Your motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number six, acceptance of proposal from White & Company. Your motion to approve?
Moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Item number seven, acceptance of proposal from A. Epstein & Sons. Your motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number eight, acceptance of proposal from B3 Companies of Illinois. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Item number nine, acceptance of proposal from Trans Systems Corporations. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Item number 10, acceptance of proposal from ESI Consultants. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Item number 11, we're going to defer. Item number 12 is recusal. Is that are the recusals on 12?
Yes.
Okay. Partial release of retainage on contract 4034. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number 13, partial release of retainage for contract 4035. Your motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion moves to full consent. Item number 14, partial release of retainage on contract 4037. Your motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion nays. Motion is approved. Moves to the full consent agenda. Item 15 deferred to exec. Item 16, resolution approving of construction and maintenance. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Legal has seven items, eight, nine, 10, 11. Of those 11 items, are we going to discuss in the exec or majority in the board meeting?
Meeting? The five workers' comp at the end will move to executive discussion.
Okay. The intergovernmental agreements, you want to start with those?
Sure. Few IGAs this month. The first one is an IGA with the Colway and the Lake County Forest Preserve District as part of the Elko O'Hare project. Colway needs to perform some mitigation activities. The Lake County Forest Preserve is going to allow Colway to come on and perform work that will suffice for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Illinois EPA to issue permits in Colway's favor. Within the Forest Preserve land, as part of the mitigation efforts, Colway will also come on and perform some improvements within the Forest Preserve, including entry roads, parking lot construction, restrooms, and a pathway system. Item number two is an IGA between the tollway and the village of Schiller Park. This is merely to allow Schiller Park to come onto tollway property right near the O'Hare Oasis so that they can perform certain drainage improvements related to the Crystal Creek. No cost to the tollway. Third item is an IGA, Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. In general, this is going to be a relationship that will allow us to enhance our relationships for small business, including minority and women businesses. My colleague Gustavo may or may not have an additional comment on the item, but we will proceed. Annual cost to the tollway, $188,000. Fourth item is an IGA with the Village of Hampshire. This relates to work on I-90 over Route 20. In connection with that work performed by the tollway, the village's sanitary sewer force main will need to be moved, and the protocols for the tollway to perform and the village to reimburse. The costs are estimated at $177,770 to be fronted by the tollway and reimbursed by the village. Fifth item is an IGA with the Illinois Community College Board, the coordinating board for Illinois' community colleges. This will establish relationships that will, again, allow enhancements to the tollway's outreach into the small, mid-sized business community. Annual cost to the tollway on this item will be $578,822. Number six will be an IGA with the tollway and the Illinois Housing Department Authority, IDA. This agreement will be entered in connection.
I think it's Illinois Housing Development Authority. It says department on the agenda. I think everybody knows.
She's exactly right. Illinois Housing Development Authority. This is in association with the work at I-294 and 57, where we continue with our land acquisition team to work on relocations. This agency within the state has been good enough to reach out with us and assist in relocations and provide some of their expertise in financing initiatives. The tollway is pleased with the relationship. As you'll see on your page there, there will be tollway financial support overall for the program. This is up to an aggregate amount of $3 million. It by no means indicates that the tollway will be extending $3 million. In fact, the tollway will be extending no dollars under this arrangement, merely providing financial support for things such as down payment as may be needed after people qualify for potential financial assistance from IDA. And then we begin items number 7 through 11, Chair, which are all workers' comp and typically discuss litigation backgrounds and impact.
Okay. Any questions regarding the intergovernmental agreements? Excited about the Lake County Forest Preserve District receiving the monies for mitigation up there, and the improvements will be well used and tie in the displayed river trail, which would be nice too. Up there. Any other questions regarding the intergovernmental agreements? No questions? Okay. Under legal item 1, do I have a motion to approve an intergovernmental agreement with Lake County Forest Preserve District?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moved to full consent. Item number 2, intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources for the Village of Schiller Park. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moved to full consent. Item number 3, intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number 4, intergovernmental agreement with the Village of Hampshire. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number 5, intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Community College. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item number 6, intergovernmental agreement with the Illinois Housing Department Authority. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent agenda. Thank you. We're going to take items 7 through 11 in exec.
Thank you.
Correct. We'll need a motion at some point here. Any unfinished?
I'm sorry to interrupt. And I don't know if it's necessary or not, but I think it's the Illinois Community College Board, and I'm not sure if that's a necessary correction or not.
That's
just
listed on the sheet there.
It says Illinois Community College, but it should be Illinois Community College Board. I don't know if it makes a difference.
I think the director's correct, and we should note that as the board at the end of it.
Okay.
Any unfinished business? Any new business? Okay. David, can you give us a motion to go into exec?
Yeah, we recommend the board entertain, or the committee entertain a motion to proceed to executive session pursuant to certain exceptions in the Open Meetings Act this month pursuant to section 2C5 to discuss the purchase of real property for the tollway, and section 2C11 to discuss certain litigation involving the tollway.
Right, I just have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Right, we are now in executive session. Thank you, everyone.
So we're going to take